You're listening to the What Was That Like podcast, but this is not a regular episode. This is a bonus raw audio episode. Usually on this show, I talk to a regular person who's been through something really unusual, like they got attacked by an alligator, or they were buried in an avalanche, or they witnessed a murder. That person comes on the show and tells the story of what happened firsthand. That's not what we're doing today. This bonus episode is called Raw Audio. The Raw Audio episodes are three real-life stories, and they include the 911 calls that were made when it was happening. You'll hear that audio as well as the story of what happened. These episodes are usually only available exclusively to listeners who support the podcast for $5 a month. You can sign up for that at whatwasthatlike.com/support. When you do that, you also get all the regular What Was That Like episodes without any ads. And you can binge all of the past raw audio episodes. Right now, there are a total of 32 of them. But today, we have a special one, and it's available to all listeners. Every once in a while, I like to put out an extra episode like this, so if you've been thinking about it, you can see sort of a free sample of what you'll be getting when you become a supporter. If you like real-life stories and the feeling that you're right there as it happens, I think you'll enjoy this content. And here's the content warning for today's episode. You'll hear about a plane crash, a murder/suicide, and a home invasion. And of course, after these three stories, we'll have our regular listener story, like we do for every episode. So let's get to it. Real people in unreal situations.
There is a girl hanging by her broken leg from the telephone wire.
And I called 911 and I said, I found a baby.
I turned around. I see a gun pointed at me close enough I could touch it.
She would hold our heads underwater all the time.
He levels the gun, pulls the trigger, and I go down.
Her eyes were full of tears. She didn't want to leave us.
My hair catches on fire.
I swear to God, this image is burning my head for the rest of my life.
I'm Scott Johnson, and this is What Was That Like? Hey, it's Scott, and guess what? You're about to hear an ad. And that's both good and bad. It's good because ads are what make it possible for me to keep bringing you these episodes. And it's bad because, well, maybe you don't like listening to ads, and I get that. And the good news is, you don't have to. When you sign up to support the show, you get every single episode without any ads. Plus, you get all the bonus episodes. Yeah, did you know there are actually bonus episodes? And you can try it all for free just to see what it's like. If you're on an iPhone, just go to the What Was That Like podcast and at the top, click on Try Free and you're in. On Android, just go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus and try it out completely free. Once you've had the ad-free experience, you'll see why hundreds of other listeners are already doing it. But for now, here's another ad and then on with today's episode.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Naperville, Illinois. Lloyd and Maureen McKee, both in their 60s at the time, lived in a neighborhood in a suburb of Chicago. This community is called Aero Estates, that's A-E-R-O, and it's called that because it includes a small residential airport. Lloyd is a pilot, and they owned their own small airplane. They'd lived in this community for 12 years, and they flew their plane often. One day, around noon, Lloyd and Maureen took off to head toward Pittsburgh, with Lloyd piloting the plane. Shortly after takeoff, something went wrong. Near the end of the runway is a business area, and the plane ended up crashing into the Export Fitness Club. This was midday on a Wednesday, so the fitness center was packed with people working out. Several people who witnessed the crash called 911.
Naperville 911, how can I help you?
Hi. A little one-engine airplane took off from the airport at 83rd Street and crashed into the Sports Fitness Center.
Export Fitness?
On 75th
okay.
And Route 59. It's just inside of Route 59.
Do you see anybody coming out of it?
We're walking on the trail at Spring Repair, and we just saw it crash into the building.
Okay, hold on one second. We're going to get help out, okay?
Okay, hold on.
You witnessed it, you said?
I witnessed it, right.
Okay, hang on one second. Did it go actually into the building?
It went into the southwest corner of the building.
Of the actual building, correct?
Of the actual building, the Export Fitness Center.
Okay. Naperville 911, how may I help you?
My name is Brian Dreger. I'm at Naperville Aero Estates Airport.
Yes.
And I just saw a plane crash into a building.
Okay. Where at?
It's north of the, whatever the... building is, it's like a shopping mall north of Napier Arrow.
Okay, do you know what the cross street might be?
I don't know, I guess that would be...
It's north of...
North of the airport, I think there's a Home Depot in that shopping mall.
Naperville 911, how may I help
you? A plane just flew into the Export Fitness building.
Okay, all right. Is it on fire?
It went through the building. It's inside the building.
Okay. All right. We'll get the fire department out there, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Naperville 911, how can I help you?
I already spoke with someone. There's a plane crash into the Export on the corner of 75th and Route 59.
Okay, did it go actually into the building?
It went actually into the building.
Okay, did you see any flames or anything like that?
There are no flames at the moment.
Okay. We're getting help on the way, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Naperville 911, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm at the Costco at 75th Street 59.
Uh-huh.
There's an airplane takeoff in that small airport there.
Okay. Did it went into Export Fitness?
Yeah, it crashed.
Okay.
I believe.
You said you're across the street, though. Can you see if there's any occupants getting out?
I'm filling my car up at Costco. I can't even see. I saw the airplane and heard the impact.
Okay.
So.
We have help on the way, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Naperville 911, how can I help you?
We're over at Export Fitness at 75th and 59.
You calling about the plane crash?
Yeah, plane just crashed into the building.
Do you know if anybody in the plane has been able to get out?
We haven't had a chance to see it. We just see this gasoline leaking all the way into our wood gym.
Okay, you're able to evacuate the gym?
Yeah, we're evacuating
anybody
right now.
Anybody in the gym hurt?
No one's hurt in the gym yet.
Okay, we're on our way.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
When first responders arrived, they found Lloyd and Maureen pinned inside the plane, but they were conscious and able to communicate. They were able to be removed from the plane and were taken to Edward Hospital. Their injuries were non-life-threatening, consisting mostly of cuts and broken bones. And even though there were 280 people inside the fitness club at the time, none of them were injured. Many heard or felt the crash, and they all quickly exited the building. After an investigation, the National Transportation Safety Board cited the probable cause for the crash as pilot's failure to abort a takeoff. Other contributing factors were improper annual inspection of the aircraft, as well as a hole in the plane's exhaust pipe. There was a pre-flight inspection, but it failed to notice two critical engine malfunctions that caused the crash. I made a decision a long time ago. When I'm out riding my bike each morning and I cross paths with someone, I always smile at that person. And most people smile back. But I do it because even though it's a little thing, it makes a big difference for me, and maybe for them. It's just a fact. Small actions can bring big benefits. In the same way, it's also true that taking care of your gut can support the health of the rest of your body. Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits not just your gut, but your skin and heart health too. Seed DSO1 is part of my morning routine. If you can call it a routine, it's just two little capsules. And I feel amazing. It helps maintain the health of my heart, and it promotes regularity, which I can attest to. Sorry, that may be a little TMI there. For me, it's great that it's vegan, but it's also sugar-free, soy-free, peanut-free, gluten-free, and has no preservatives. It doesn't even need refrigeration. DSO1 has so many benefits, including the fact that it's backed by a lot of science, but I've barely scratched the surface here. What I can say, though, is that my body feels great, and I've got a promo code so you can see the benefits for yourself.
Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/what and use code 25what to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/what. Code 25what.
This episode is sponsored by Cook Unity. Go to cookunity.com/what or enter code what before checkout for 50% off your first week. When Jeannie and I go out to eat at some local restaurant, one of the things I love to try is a curry dish. I just love it when a chef can get that perfect balance of spices. It's one of my favorite meals. But even better is to have an amazing curry meal without having to go out, like the one I had recently. It was cauliflower and chickpea coconut curry with steamed jasmine rice. And even though it was created by a professional local chef here in Florida, we enjoyed that meal right here at home, thanks to Cook Unity. And you know what else I love? All the prep and cooking is done for me ahead of time. So all I do is just choose the one I want, and 2 minutes later, I'm enjoying a tasty hot meal. It feels like I'm one of those wealthy podcasters with a chef on staff right here at home. Cook Unity meals arrive fresh, they've never been frozen, all of their packaging is earth-friendly, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. Oh, and you have to try that coconut curry.
Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/what or enter code WHAT before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code WHAT or going to cookunity.com/what.
Stone Island, Florida, in Volusia County. Carlos and Laura were married and had an 11-year-old daughter named Adriana. Their marriage had failed, and they were separated while going through a particularly nasty divorce. Laura and Adriana had left and were now living with Laura's father, Phil. Part of the agreement they had worked out was that Carlos was not, under any circumstances, to visit them at Phil's house. But one Monday morning, around 8 a.m., he went there anyway, armed with a gun. He shot Laura and Phil multiple times on the porch of Phil's house. Then he made a phone call to a friend to ask her to come and get his daughter. Adriana was a witness to these two killings. At some point, she was able to run out of the house to a neighbor. That neighbor called 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Wait, there's been gunshots and there's been a shooting. I'm at Stone Island in Enterprise. I think two people are dead.
Okay, ma'am. Did you see the people get shot?
No, but a little girl that lives there did.
Okay, all right. Stay on the phone. Let me get rescue started. Don't hang up, okay, ma'am? Hold on a second.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I need to get this back on it, honey. Ma'am,
where's the person that did the shooting?
Where's your emergency?
SDSO with the 911 transfer. Sounds like they got a possible double shooting over at Enterprise.
Okay.
It's I'm two houses down from it.
Okay, ma'am, take a deep breath. Okay, this is the fire department paramedics. I want to help you, okay? But you have to answer my questions, okay? What phone number are you calling from? Mm-hmm. Is the house that the shooting was at is...
No,
is that your home?
That's my home. It's
okay, all right. Take a deep breath. We have paramedics coming, okay? So stay on the line with me. The best thing you do is give me as much information as you can, okay? Do you know the people that were shot?
Yes.
Okay, do you know about how old they were?
So, how old were... Kathleen, how old is Phil? She's asking me questions. They're coming.
They're on their way as we're speaking. They're already on their way, ma'am, okay?
The paramedics. I need the police here.
Yes, ma'am, listen to me. Central Fire, standby. Ma'am, I need your help, please. Hello?
Ma'am. Talk to the police officer.
Ma'am, listen to me, okay? I got the cops coming. This lady's on the phone. She's a paramedic. Can you tell me where the person is that did the shooting? Ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Where is the shooter?
He's in the house.
Okay, did he shoot himself or is he still alive? Do you know?
No. I think he's still alive.
You think he's still alive? Okay, can you tell me, did he shoot two people or did he shoot himself?
He shot two people. This little girl that I'm right here, right now, she saw it.
Okay, she's with you? Okay, listen to me, ma'am. The best thing you can do is take a deep breath and calm down for her, okay? Calm down. I know. Take a deep breath. All right. Okay, talk to the police. Talk to the dispatcher. Tell them what you know.
Ma'am, where are the people that he shot? Are they inside or outside?
They're inside.
They're inside. Okay. All right. So the people that he shot are inside. Can you tell me the guy's name who did the shooting?
Carlos Negron? Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me how old Carlos is?
Oh.
About 20s, 30s, 40s?
40s.
In his 40s? Okay. And he went in the house?
He's in the house.
Do you know the address?
Hang on just a second.
No, I don't want you to get too close either. Don't go there. If you don't know the address, that's fine. I just want you to just tell me if you know it. If you don't know it, that's fine. Clear away from there.
No,
does she know her address?
Honey,
what's the address at that house? Where is she?
Ma'am.
She's on the porch?
Ma'am.
Yes.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know the address.
Listen to me. I understand. Just listen to me, okay? You're doing a wonderful job, and I appreciate all the help you're giving me. That person that you're speaking to, were they in the house when this happened?
Honey, were you in the house? She's on the phone, too.
Is she talking to 911?
Are you talking to 911? No.
Okay, so this girl that's there, she was inside the house when the shooting took place?
Was inside the house when that happened? Yes, she was.
Okay,
how old is she? How old are you?
Stand by Central Fire, please.
She's 11.
She's 11 years old. Okay, was she shot?
No, she's not.
Okay, all right, so the little girl was not shot, okay. All right, what I want you to do is I want you to take that little girl with you right now and walk over and stay in front of your house and just go right by the door, okay? By your front door in case you need to go inside. Can you do that?
What's that?
Ma'am, I want to try to get you and her safe, okay? Can it be possible for you?
Her mother is laying on the front porch.
Okay, I understand that, but I need you to get away from the house, okay? I need you to see if you can take her and move away.
We're down two houses down, and
okay.
Get away from there!
Ma'am, who are you speaking to? Ma'am.
There is a guy walking around the front of the house. That is not the shooter.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, listen, you can't control that. I need you to help me here, please. I need you to take that little girl, okay, and get her away from there and just move her away safe, okay? Let's not worry about anybody else is doing. I need your help.
We're two houses down right
okay,
now.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, is she still on the phone with somebody?
Honey. Yeah, the police are going to want to talk to her when
right
they
now.
Get here.
Right
yeah.
now. Right.
I just need her away from there, okay? I'm going to keep you on the phone here.
Okay. Don't go near there.
Yeah, nobody goes near that house, okay? They're putting themselves in danger by doing that.
God! You don't know what he'll do!
Yep. Ma'am, is it?
Yes.
Do you know that girl?
Yes.
She kind of needs to stay away from that. I don't want you to go after her. You told her. You did what you could.
Oh, God.
While that person was on the phone, another neighbor called. This person had been out walking her dog and heard the gunfire. You'll notice that this caller was pretty impatient with the dispatcher and the fact that police and first responders didn't show up immediately. It also sounds like the crime scene may have been compromised.
911, where's your emergency?
I'm coming!
What city are you in?
It's in Enterprise.
What's going on there?
There's a shooting.
A shooting? Who's been shot, ma'am?
I believe a woman and a man. And I believe the shooter's still in the house. I'm not sure if he's alive or not. I don't know if he's alive, actually.
Wait a minute.
I just heard the shots fired. I'm standing right in front of the house.
All right, let me see here. Just stay on the phone with me, okay?
I'm with you.
Where are you? And you're standing right out in front?
Right, I am.
Okay, you know these people?
I do.
Who are they to you?
Neighbors? Are they on the way?
We have the call, ma'am. And who's inside the house with what?
Well, since... I got it.
Hello?
Since I wasn't in the house, I'm not exactly sure who was in the house. But the daughter of the mom, who I think was in the house, is still in the house. And the grandfather. And the dad of the little girl.
So you're not sure
who's
the
little girl right out here.
You're not sure.
But I believe that a woman and a man and the man who's doing the shooting is in there.
And you just heard all of this, sir?
Yeah. I was out walking my dog. And I heard shots. And I thought maybe somebody was shooting a gator or something, but don't think so. But we need somebody here right away.
Okay, so when you heard the shots, then what happened?
I was still walking around the corner. There's no visible sign of anybody inside. I don't hear anything. I'm scared to go in to find out because if the guys in there were still with a gun.
Yeah, don't do that. But I'm just trying to understand how you've come to the conclusion that people were shot. Did someone tell you this, or is this just speculation?
Yes, our neighbors also, and the little girl whose mom is in there, is saying that also.
She was in there at the time?
But I did hear fire. I did hear gunshots.
Right, I understand that, but how do you know somebody was shot?
Just by what the little girl's saying. I don't know.
She was
I walked up
she
and
was
called 911. Were you in the house all day? Says yes. Why isn't there somebody coming?
They got to drive there, ma'am.
The fire department's just across the street.
Well, we have to have police officers there as well. Someone's standing there with a gun.
Okay. There was a police officer that was right around the corner.
Okay, but...
I can get him?
No. The units that are on duty got to respond, ma'am.
I don't hear any sirens or anything.
Just stay on the phone with me until they get there.
That's what AD said.
And who else is calling, ma'am?
The next door neighbor.
And that's the one that was in the house?
No. The next door neighbor was at her house. And she heard gunfire. She came running out. She's on the phone. I don't know to who because I'm consumed with this phone call.
Right, but we have somebody else on the line that had called before you
called,
and that's
what
I'm trying to...
It might be the next door neighbor. I'm going to walk around back. There's been some talk that Phil's on the bark, which is dead, so I'm going to walk around back.
Ma'am,
oh, you going to go with me? Okay.
Ma'am, don't wait for the officers, ma'am. Don't do that.
No, I mean, nobody's coming.
Ma'am.
I don't even hear a siren or anything.
Ma'am, what? If
I'm,
you
I'm walking.
Ma'am. Ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
If we have officers pulling up on scene and there's a shooter in the house, they're going to be coming there with their weapons drawn. You should not
I understand
be.
That.
So you need to get away from
that
area. And then you also tell me that somebody's shooting inside the house. Why would you walk onto the property and walk behind
I'm not
the house?
On the property.
You need to stay off the property.
I'm not on the property. I'm next door. And Phil's on the back deck. Oh, my God. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All three on the back porch. Oh, my God. Oh, my heart's racing. Yeah, he shot himself, too. So there's three bodies on the back porch.
Okay, so you went back there? Ma'am?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, so you went back there?
Yeah. Well, I'm not on the property. I'm next door. I'm looking on the back deck, and I see three bodies. One girl, two men.
One girl and two men?
Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like anybody's breathing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Somebody's got to get here right now. Where are they?
They're driving there, ma'am.
Okay, but... I've got to go.
No,
I've got to go see if anybody's alive.
Walking her dog in front of the house.
I've got to go see if anybody's alive. Oh, my God. Where are they? Where are they?
Ma'am, they're driving there. I need you to calm down.
I'm calm. I'm calm, but my heart is racing.
You need to get away from there because the officers are going to be pulling up and they're going to be trying to clear that area, so you need to get away from there.
I've got to go get the dog. It's a Great Dane inside. Actually, he's in the back.
At the house where
we're...
No, you need to stay... Ma'am, you need to stay out of there.
Okay.
Stay out of there. The officers are pulling up with their guns drawn. Stay out of there.
He's yelling at him to see if he's alive. Ellie! She's not listening to me. She's going in. The next one, Avery.
Who just went in the house? Who's going in there?
Next door neighbor.
The next door neighbor?
The next door neighbor. She
they need to stay out of the house. How many times I have to say get out of the house?
But you better get somebody there.
Ma'am, we have officers
on
the
hand.
This is a
suicide. I can tell you, you better get somebody there.
Ma'am, can I explain something? This is the sheriff's office. That's a crime scene. Get out of that house.
Anybody?
I'm a deputy. I'm telling you to get out of the house now.
Crime scene, you gotta get away.
Get out of the house. Now. I'm ordering you out of that house. Period. The deputies are coming on scene. Get out of there and go meet with the deputies.
I agree.
Tell her to get out of that house, ma'am. Okay? Because you're putting yourself
in
danger.
I'm not in the house. I'm talking to the other person who is.
Tell him to get out.
Kelly?
She's going to get shot by a deputy if she don't get out of that house. That's a problem.
Kelly? Bill, can you grab her?
Get her out of there. And go meet the deputies, please, okay?
Here they come. The sirens are coming. Come on, you got to get out of there. Just get out of there
and go meet the deputies, okay?
If I can grab that one. Billy, come on. Come on, boy. Come on. I'm not moving here. I hear the deputies, so I got to hang up. I got to get the other dog.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
When police arrived, they found Laura and Phil dead on the scene. Carlos had also killed himself with his gun, which was found near his body. Adriana, now orphaned, was put in the care of the Florida Department of Children and Families. Here's my hot take for today. If you see something advertised as a free trial, it might cost you more than you expect. At least that's my experience. I give up my credit card to try something for free for a week, then I forget about it, and now I'm paying for it every month without even noticing it. But when I signed up for Rocket Money, that ridiculous waste came to a screeching halt. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. It lets you see all of your subscriptions listed right there in one place. When you see a subscription you're paying for but you don't want, do you really want to spend an hour on the phone trying to track down some customer service agent to cancel it? Rocket Money can help you get rid of it with just a few taps. They also give me this great dashboard so I can see what I've spent this month compared to last month. And they'll even try to negotiate lower bills for me by up to 20%. So I'm spending less and saving more. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwas. That's rocketmoney.com/whatwas. rocketmoney.com/whatwas.
I'll confess, sometimes I let my podcast playlist get out of hand and I get way behind. But there's one show that I subscribe to and any new episode goes right to the top of the queue. That's the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's because I never have to figure out, okay, is this one going to be interesting or do I wait for the next one like I do for some shows? Because Jordan's conversations are always a must-listen for me. He talks to fascinating people from any category you can think of. Authors, scientists, athletes, you name it. He's talked to undercover cops who posed as mafia and the actual career mafia hitmen. And the stories he gets out of these people, just incredible. In one episode, he talked to Paul Holes. You might know that name if you're into true crime. He's the former investigator who uses really advanced methods to solve cold cases, including the Golden State Killer. And another one I really enjoyed was with Sam Harris, an author and neuroscientist who promotes skepticism, and he doesn't mind taking on some seriously controversial topics like politics or religion. That one's going to make you think. Whenever a new episode of the Jordan Harbinger Show pops up, I already know it's going to be an episode that I'll enjoy listening to, and I'll bet you will too. For some episode recommendations, check out jordanharbinger.com/start. Or search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Hollywood, Florida, north of Miami. Luis was 11 years old at the time. This happened on a Thursday afternoon. His dad went out for a bit to pick up dinner, so Luis was home by himself watching television. He heard a loud knock at the front door. Shortly after that, he heard the glass being smashed out of a back window. He called his father, who told him to call 911. Luis quickly ran to his bedroom and dialed 911 while he was hiding. And for the first part of the call, the dispatcher was questioning if it was a prank call.
911, where is the emergency?
For the emergency conference room.
Where?
For the emergency conference room.
Is there an apartment number?
No, it's a house.
What's your name?
And house.
Are you inside the house?
Yes.
Are you alone inside the house?
No.
How old are you?
11.
What room are you in? Where?
My room.
In your bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Is the person inside the house?
Yes.
What does he look like?
Huh?
What does he look like?
I don't know. I'm not home.
You don't know if he's a white male or a black male?
No.
Okay, and you don't know what he looks like. How do you know he's in the house if you can't see him? House if you can't see him?
I hear him.
You hear him?
They're coming.
Where are they?
In the back.
Where, Thane, where are your parents?
In the gas station.
In the gas station?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just heard somebody. What are you doing? What's all that noise in the background?
I'm trying to hide.
Were you moving furniture?
Yeah.
What?
That's me.
What are you doing?
Hiding.
Okay. You're still in your bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
He said he hears them. That's what he said. I don't know if it's real or not. No way.
Well, he said someone, basically.
Yes.
Did you hear the person talking or anything?
Yes.
You heard him talking? What mm-hmm. What was the person saying?
I don't know. He's in my parents' room.
He's in your parents' room? Do you know how he got into the house?
He broke the glass.
From which window?
The kitchen.
Can you go into your closet and hide in your closet?
It's two people.
It's two people?
Yeah, I can't.
Are they, what kind of voices do you hear? Do you hear two men, a man and a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Two men?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what they're saying?
I don't know. They're men.
What?
I don't know. I can't hear anymore.
Do you know what side of the house they're on?
No.
The north, the south, the east, or the west, or anything like that?
North.
North? Okay. You're looking at the house. Are they on the right or the left side of the house?
On the left side.
Left side.
It's a yellow house.
It's what?
A yellow house.
Yes. What? Okay, he said if you're looking at the house, it's the left side. In your closet?
No.
Side of the house your bedroom is in? So looking at your house, is your bedroom on the right or the left? What?
No.
What did they yell?
I don't know. I'm in my room. I'm under my bed. Are the cops in yet?
You gotta be quiet, okay? Talk very softly, okay?
Okay.
Yeah? Hello?
Hello?
He's under the bed.
What? If I'm looking at your house, what side is the bedroom? Where is the bedroom? In the back?
On the left. On the left side.
On the left? In the back or in the front?
In the front.
In the front?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, side of the house.
Are the cops here?
They're outside. I want you to stay on the phone, okay? You're going to go through the window?
Yeah, I hear them knocking.
You hear the officers knocking on your window? Go to the window. He's going to the window. You see them? You see the officers?
Can I come out my bed?
Yes, come out from underneath your bed and go to the officers at your bedroom window. Can you see them?
I'm coming out.
With the burglars still inside the house, police were able to pull Luis out to safety through his bedroom window. Officers then made entry and apprehended two teenagers, both age 17. They had ransacked the home. There was a third burglar, also 17 years old, who was captured later. The three suspects were charged with burglary of an occupied structure, grand theft, and possession of burglary tools. Luis was a straight-A student, and he said later that he didn't understand why the burglars tore up his academic awards. His father planned to contact the school and see about getting those awards replaced. In a statement, Lieutenant Nicole Kaufman of the Hollywood Police Department said, "The quick thinking and smart actions of the child and the rapid response of officers led to a successful outcome in this incident. I hope you enjoyed this episode. For me, there's just something about hearing an actual 911 call that makes everything so much more real. And if you want to binge all 32 raw audio episodes and get all the new What Was That Like episodes ad-free, come on over and sign up as a supporter. That's at whatwasthatlike.com/support. You know, when you do that, it's not just about the money, although that's definitely appreciated, but it's also you telling me, hey, Scott, I like what you're doing here. And that means a lot. It really does. As always, graphics for this episode were created by Bob Bretz, and the full episode transcription was created by James Lai. And this week's listener story is about something I have never done, and probably never will, karaoke. Stay safe, and I'll see you in a week.
It's fair to say I'm a karaoke fiend. The first time I remember doing karaoke was at a Six Flags. Great America, the one in Gurnee, Illinois, to be specific. Our high school class was there for a physics trip. I think we were supposed to learn how roller coasters react to gravity and different kind of angles and G-forces and things like that. I don't really remember learning anything, but I do remember performing the song Fat Lip by Sum 41 with one of my high school friends. It was a delightful time, and it got me hooked. To date, I have performed over 600 songs at karaoke at places all around the world. How do I know it's over 600 songs? I have a Spotify playlist of all the songs that I have done, which is just all kinds of bananas, but never fails to produce a good song. I also hosted karaoke when I lived in Los Angeles at a bar where Jewel, as part of a Funny or Die video, went undercover to do karaoke. If you've not seen that video, I highly recommend checking it out. And about 75% of the people in that video were still local, still regulars when I was hosting karaoke just a few months later there. I even won $50 in a karaoke contest one time. I sang the song My Band by D12, which features six different rappers in it. I got second place behind a woman who used to be a Chaka Khan backup singer. I still maintain that she had quite the advantage and the leg up, and it showed in the judging. All of that led to the foundation of what I consider my crowning karaoke achievement, which was performing at halftime of a WNBA basketball game. My friend was having her birthday at a bar that did gong karaoke. It's kind of like Showtime at the Apollo, but for singers. If you get enough people that are displeased with your performance, they'll hit a gong, you'll be escorted off the stage, and you don't get to finish. Little did I know that my friend's sister worked for the San Antonio Spurs entertainment crew, and she told me about something new that they were trying for the WNBA's Silver Stars, halftime karaoke. 1 week later, I was driving down to San Antonio, ready for my big break. I had a friend with me. We got there about 3 minutes before halftime was going to happen. My friend's sister was frantically running around looking for me. We bumped into each other, got all set. She said, go up to the second level. There'll be people up there that can get you all set up and all that. There's three of us that will be performing during halftime. The first is a 13-year-old girl who's the daughter of one of the executives in the Spurs organization. I don't remember exactly who it was, but I remember hearing that she was the daughter of one of the higher-ups. She sang Michael Jackson's Human Nature, which I think is a challenging choice for anyone, let alone a 13-year-old. But hey, teenage years, that's probably the hardest parts of our lives, right? Like, we're going through some stuff, and that's a song all about that. And she nailed it. She knocked it out of the park. She did a fantastic job. I wanted to lighten the mood a little bit, though. So the song I had chosen was I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. It's got all the classics of a nice karaoke. It's got a guitar solo that you introduce by yelling guitar. It's got a nice high falsetto, a part where people can clap along, and it's just a great classic rock song. As I was waiting my turn, I felt less like Justin Hawkins, the frontman of The Darkness, and I certainly didn't have a skin-tight spandex bodysuit on like he often likes to rock. I was more like Eminem at the start of Lose Yourself. My knees were weak. My palms were sweaty. Thankfully, no vomit or spaghetti on my sweater. But then I got handed the mic. They told me where I could kind of move around to. I said, all right, that's going to be my Pong-esque back and forth, because I like to move around at karaoke. The guitar started and the drums kicked in, and I just lost myself in the song. It was a little disorienting seeing myself on the Jumbotron as I was performing, but I did my best to scan throughout the audience and look at the people who looked like they were having fun, who looked like they were enjoying the song, they were singing along too. Those were my people. And when I made eye contact and gave them a grin, it was just the coolest moment. When that guitar solo kicked in, I said guitar and handed my microphone to one of the employees there, because I was going to go around and high-five people in the section that was closest to me. They were all enjoying it, and I said, hey, I'm gonna give you some dap here. Then they thought I was done performing, though, so I didn't get to sing the end of the song, but I got through two verses, two choruses, and part of a solo. I'd say that's pretty good. I got back down to my seat. My friend was super excited for me. She gave me a high five. Other people around me were saying how much they enjoyed it. And I sat back in my chair and watched the Silver Stars play the rest of their game. I think they lost by like 25 points that game. They were playing the Minnesota Lynx, who were the top team in the WNBA that year. So perhaps like my battle with the Chaka Khan backup singer, not the fairest of fights, but we powered through and it was a wonderful time. And I think the takeaway that I got from that is to say yes to things. I didn't know what to expect with it. Sure, I had done karaoke, but never in front of thousands of people. And it was just the coolest experience. I got over my stage fright. I was never going to see these people again, except for the one friend that I came with and maybe my friend's sister. Other than that, who cares? Let loose the wind. I think sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in our own insecurities and our own self-doubt. Throw it all into the wind. Try something new. Get out of the comfort zone. All the cliches. They're cliches for a reason, because they work. I felt awesome with it. I still karaoke to this day. And the next time you're out at a karaoke bar and someone is on stage and they look a little uncomfortable, they look like maybe they don't know what they've done. Maybe they're even saying, hey, this is my first time ever performing karaoke. Go up to the stage, give them a high five. If you don't want to touch anyone, just give them some words of encouragement. They will certainly appreciate it knowing that someone has their back, just like thousands of people had my back. And I am very appreciative of it. Thank you for listening, and whatever you do today, whatever new thing you try today, I know you're going to rock it.
Hey, this is Scott. Did you know we offer a premium feed of this show that is completely ad-free, and there are bonus episodes? Go to whatwasthatlike.com/plus, or just click the link in the show notes of any episode to learn more and to sign up. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can sign up right there in the app by clicking Try Free at the top of the episode list. And I hope to see you in the premium feed soon.